What does the prayer on the 4th represent to you and or the community?
The prayer that happens on the 4th is a time for everyone to gather in the meadow so that all their valuables are left in their tent, so people who need things to go out and consume fossil fuels can gather and leave before we come back to our tents.
Oh, that's just a big trick. Just a way for the government to clear the airwaves so they can use their mind control on us so we buy more McDonald's.
The prayer around the 4th represents how sweet and quiet children are and how well they understand the concept of deep prayer.
There's a prayer on the 4th?
Mostly we just try to remember for a moment that plants are beans.
Well, that's the only time the aliens hear us, like I was saying before. So, you know, when everybody gets together in ohms, that's like the same frequency that the aliens like hear, and that's the only time. So it's like basically the only time we get to say hello to the aliens. And you have to do it with that many people, so.
It represents paganism and completely destroying the world as we know it.
What does the prayer on the 4th represent to me? What's the opposite of unity?
I am told that it is a Super Saiyan experience.
The prayer on the 4th is a Tynus Debor. Tynus Debor is a fast from speaking. And Jews commonly fast from eating, but we also have to fast from speaking, right? Tynus Debor is like one of the best things you can do to cultivate inner peace. Because like when you like start to hear somebody, a lot of times you can hear what they're saying, but you don't hear why they're saying it. And once you shut up for a little bit, once you hear why they're saying what they're saying, you hear a lot better.
To lift up the divine spirit and the all-knowing and all-encompassing power of Tiny Camp.
It's an opportunity for people to atone for their sins and to offer recycling to the forest gods.
The prayer represents the meaning of the center of all of it, and it's the center. And that's what we're praying to, is the center of the prayer in the middle of it, there in the center. And sometimes it's on the 3rd if you get up early.
We pray to Michael Jackson to hopefully bring him back, you know. I mean, it's been more than 3 days, you know, but we still have faith that he's going to come back to us.
We usually pray to the pasta gods.
Fuck you, Casey Jones.
And that's what I care about the most.
To me, it represents the answers to all the questions never asked, along with all the lies mixed in with the truth.
The prayer on the 4th represents the fervent desire to be granted the gratuitous grace of hearing the experiments directly without the need for transposition.